Hello, no BS women. How's everybody today?
It is Sunday, July 5th, and we are here for the regain call. So, hello, Lori. Nice to see you. How is everybody doing today? It's the day after a holiday in the US. The weekend after a holiday we had in Can I'm in Canada, and we had our holiday on Wednesday, Canada Day. So this is still somewhat a long weekend for people. And good to hear, Louise. Fort Lauderdale, everybody is saying hi in the chat. It's good to see everybody. Too many hot dogs. All right. You know what my favorite question is after, too many hot dogs, or this happened, or that happened, or blah, blah, blah. Okay, now what? Now what? And that's kind of what this regain call and the whole regain reset is about, is the what's the story you've been telling yourself and now what? So I want to remind everybody is to raise your hand. This call is open coaching call, and I want you to raise your hand to do some coaching, to ask your questions, or even to share or talk through anything that you want, right? So, yeah, and back to that. Now what? What you want to look at is what has been coming up. One of the big ones that I see for a lot of people when there's been a regain is that the story that, well, I thought I had it figured out, and obviously I didn't, and I've sort of messed it all up, and I can't, it means I can't do it. The only thing, there is one and only one thing that will prove whether or not you can do this, and that's the very thing you do next. And it's always like that. So, I mean, let's not play games. Even if you next do something that doesn't lead towards weight loss. Okay, well, now what? What are you going to do next, right? That's what it always comes down to, is that now what? How do we, figure out our next step in this journey? Because I tell you, anybody who's watched module 5 of the maintenance course, Coach Lizzie did such a great job with that, interviewing some of our members and putting together that module. I think everybody should be listening to that. And it really kind of highlights that you're always going to get to a point where it's still, now what? Now what am I doing? Now what am I doing? Right? So that's not going to stop. We're always going to be learning, adapting, growing. Right. So what we want to look for is what is something small, doable that I can do today to take care of me and start shifting things the other direction. Now, the reset is all about recognizing what the story has been that caused that regain. Every regain comes to us for a reason. There's something we didn't quite clean up in the first time we were losing weight, or there's something we didn't learn to make it effective long term. So we got to look for what that is so that we can work on cleaning it up. Melissa posted in the chat, and I love this. I encourage everyone to raise your hand. It changes everything. I've been coached many times. Just do it. Yes. So, on that note, I'm going to bring Carrie up, but I also want to make sure that you've all checked out your newsletter. We got our newsletter today, and this is the month you want to. We've got that wellness tracker, and you want to get yourself set up on the wellness tracker on the website. We have amazing prizes that we are giving out, and I want you all to make sure that you have got it all set up. You take a couple deep breaths, Carrie, and you're going to unmute yourself. Okay.
That works.
Nice
Thanks.
to meet you. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. Thanks. Good to meet you too. So about a year ago, I lost 20 pounds and then I've just regained 10 of it. Well, I haven't just regained 10 of it. I regained 10 of it immediately, and but I've maintained that 10 pound weight loss for several months. trying desperately to lose it. I
Oh,
say
so
trying,
tell me about that. Yes.
wishing, I mean wanting. Well, what I was
Oh.
gonna, so I've been, I mean, very, the common story, I'll go up and down by 2 pounds or whatever. What I
Okay.
thought was happening was that I was having about, for about the last 3 months, I've been paying very close attention. And the story I was telling, what I really thought was happening was that I was having about three overeats every week, and about every, not quite once a week, but maybe 3 times a month, having a real blowout, forget it, eat.
Okay.
And that was super, super discouraging because I thought, I don't think I'm ever going to have less than three overeats in a week. Like that just doesn't, it felt like I really had to be perfect to be able to lose that weight. But I looked today because I was like, okay, I'm going to go on the Regain call and get coached. And like, I was in a really bad place in my head,
Okay.
so I went and looked at my data for the last month and I realized that's not exactly what's happening. What's actually happening is that I am very diligent during the week, the
Okay.
work week, but on the weekends I'm frequently overeating like all day long. And so that's actually what's happening. I'm not having three overeats a week and the occasional forget it eat.
Okay.
I'm actually overeating all weekend, which is a really different story, right?
It so is. Yes. So based on that information, which first, I think you really could give yourself a pat on the back for having the data to figure that out. Because otherwise, we'd just be taking action from this perceived situation and not solving the actual thing that's happening.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
While saying that obviously this whole no BS business about
Oh, yeah.
not having to be perfect is a lie,
Oh,
because
yes.
that's not what's happening.
That's everybody's favorite one. I
So
love it.
thank you.
Right? It's everybody's favorite. I have to be perfect. So it's either I have three overeats a week plus one major overeat every month. But it's either that or perfect. It's like, what if it was just two overeats a week? If that was the story, right? Like, pretty
True, that still
cool
wouldn't be perfect.
though. No, that still wouldn't be perfect, but pretty cool that you have maintained your weight while doing that much overeating.
You know what? That's a different spin. I appreciate that. You're right about that. I am overeating on a regular basis, and I'm still not back to my top weight. So, you know what? I'm gonna write that down. That's an encouragement. Thank you.
Yeah. So now what? So now what? Okay. So, but what you really identified was that it's most of this overeating. Is that correct? It has been happening on the
It
weekend.
is. I'm overeating all day long. Not all day long, but from the time, I'll tell you what is happening. It is that I will eat breakfast, sort of my normal breakfast, and I do plan on the weekends, but I don't. During the week, I'm packing lunch and taking it to work. So not only do I know exactly what I'm going to eat, it's already prepared, it's ready. Whereas on the weekends, if I write down something I'm going to eat and it's not prepared and ready, then there's an opportunity not to eat it. So sometimes I'm eating off plan. But what's really happening is that I am allowing myself to become really hungry because I'm not home at the time when I got hungry. I'm out on errands or something, and so when I get hungry, then I don't have food available to eat. And so maybe I'll be out at Sam's or whatever my errands are after eating breakfast. And I just stay right out past when I get hungry. And by the time I get home at like 2 o'clock, I'm starving. I'm just a ravenous wolf. And so I eat, usually at that point, I'll even eat just to enough and then stop. The problem is though, when it's time to eat again, I'm not hungry. But I go ahead and eat anyway. Whatever we were planning to do for dinner, maybe we were going out with friends, maybe we were having friends over. I don't just not eat. Or maybe I'm prepared, I'm fixing dinner at something I really enjoy. Variety of reasons, I go ahead and eat when it's dinner time, even though I'm not hungry. And that just then sets up a domino effect where once I eat when I'm not hungry, then those signals are absolutely crushed, right? There's just then I'm not
That's
hungry again.
so dramatic, Carrie. I love it. So dramatic. Like, and my hunger signals are crushed. Really? Really? Wow. Okay. Like, I feel riveted with this. Okay. So, Like, holy cow. First of all, let's look at what you said. Breakfast, I do it. So first, okay, if we back up a minute, when you first started this weekend story, like the weekend, all weekend, I'm just overeating the whole time. Now when you play
And
through hour by hour, it's like it's not actually happening until dinner.
Usually until like mid after, yes, that is true. It's usually mid afternoon when at whatever point.
No. You said mid-afternoon you're starving and then you eat enough.
Yes.
It's not till
Well, that's true.
dinner.
You're right. It's dinner.
Dinner you start to overeat. So the one thing I would suggest though is that afternoon eat, you're starving. I'm highly impressed that you eat to enough at that point and don't overeat because that's often what happens. But
Sometimes.
I would also consider and say when we're considering what enough is, sometimes we also want to look forward. So it kind of like spending. Do you celebrate Christmas? Okay.
Yes.
So you might be spend, you probably have like extra money, whatever, that you spend on stuff every month. But as Christmas approaches, you start to put some money away for that. You're like, okay, I gotta have money for Christmas or I'm gonna buy some Christmas stuff. So you're planning for what's coming. You're gonna need money for that. So for you on the weekend, what that means is if dinner's gonna be with your family or whatever, or with other people in 3 hours, we wanna look at our doable hunger based on that as well. So enough for there's different enoughs, right? There's enough for just how hungry you are to be fine now, but then there's enough for how do I also make sure I'm hungry in 3 hours? That's one way you can solve that issue is eating to a little less when that happens so that you're ready for the next time you want to eat, kind of like you would save your money and spend it at Christmas, right? So that's
I
one
will
of.
say it's, go ahead, sorry.
No. You will say what?
Well, I was just gonna say it's very, very hard to care about that when I'm so hungry. Like it's a mistake to let myself get that hungry. I mean, for sure. Definitely, you know.
So what?
Oh, see, this is why I needed to go get coached. You're like, so it's hard, Carrie. You've done hard things.
Well, it's a mistake. You're like trying to beat yourself. It's a mistake. And what does that mean? Like, what meaning does that have for you? You fucked up. You let yourself get too hungry. Now what?
Oh, that's interesting. Well, I think then I just think, well, I'm the whole plan is out the window at this point. It's just gonna be what it is. I'm just gonna float downstream now. It's just gonna happen.
It's hilarious because you said you stop at enough at that
Stay.
meal. What? But you fucked up. You waited too long to what? For what? Okay, first of all, I'll offer you didn't pass out in Sam's.
True, I have not yet done that. Fair enough. Thank you.
You didn't become unconscious driving yourself home because you fucked up and didn't eat. So really, what's the big deal? Yes, you're starving. Okay. And
So then what is to think, okay, I'm starving. I wish I wasn't starving. It makes me want to just eat everything in sight, but I really do want to be hungry at 6 when it's dinner time. And so instead of eating everything in sight, I'll just eat this or whatever it is.
you know, when another sentence I really like is I'll start with. How about I'll start with having this smaller portion. See what happens. Another thing I tell people an awful lot is the hungrier you are, the slower to go, the slower to eat. Slow, slow, slow. Because, like you said, your brain wants to take over because it's ravenous. Like, I love all the words you used. If you listen back to this, it's such great descriptive words. It's awesome. But it's like, yeah, you're ravenous. So you need to slow it down and go, okay, I can't. You know, it's why we have speed limits on the roads. You can't drive at 100 miles an hour if a kid could walk out in front of you at any second in the school zone. We got to stay
Yeah,
safe.
fair.
So, when your body wants to eat really, really fast because it's starving, you go, hold on, slow down. give yourself credit, like I just did for you, to say like, holy crap, you survived. You were fine. You might have been starving, but you also, didn't do anything drastic because of it or die. You're good. I'm not suggesting you do it all the time, but if it happens because of a good reason, hey, I was out shopping trying to get shit done in my day.
Maybe it's not an emergency.
Maybe I'm actually okay. And I'm here. Food's
Okay.
here. Slow down. I'm gonna have. So what could I start with? Have a little something.
That's probably, I think probably I need to have a plan for what I'll eat first, because the other thing, if once you start eating like peanut butter on Oreos, which is so good, but once you start eating that, you can overeat real fast, right? Like you can just get also usually that I didn't necessarily write that on my plan that I'll have peanut butter and Oreos first to begin my late lunch. So actually that's another thing I think would be helpful if I just have a rule that I start with I start with a handful of cashews or something. I'm allergic to almonds. I would eat those. I appreciate that in the chat for sure. But I think that would help too if I could. If I calmed the ravenous wolf with something that I'm not going to overeat in, I mean, you can overeat in 5 minutes flat if you're inhaling peanut butter and Oreos.
The other comment in
Okay.
the chat is about carrying snacks. Well, you can, but like you
Yes.
also didn't die. You were like, I mean, obviously, I don't want anyone to mistake me. If you're someone who has like, blood sugar issues, things like that, it can be a little more important to make sure that you're taking care of yourself like that. But if none of that is the case, you're fine. Your brain is just adding all this drama because it doesn't like feeling hungry. And we're not doing this as a practice. This happens from time to time. You're okay, kind of like a thunderstorm. Not everybody likes thunderstorms, but like they're going to happen from time to time. Okay.
Okay.
Get an
Yeah.
umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
You're okay.
That's perfect. That's good. That's good. Thank you.
So that's one. Another one could be on a weekend, when you get up, you have your breakfast. If you know I'm going to run a bunch of errands and I'll probably be hungry when I get back, why not just get your lunch ready then?
That would be taking brilliant care of myself, wouldn't it? That would be great. Actually, that's a really good idea. Thank you. I could totally do that.
And it could even be the start with portion too, like half a sandwich or like something like that. It's like, plan
Absolutely.
for it. You know this is happening. You're not like, that's the thing. Sometimes we act sort of as if like, oh, this stuff happens to us. It's like, no, you're the one that goes out. You know you have all this stuff to do, that this is a possibility. What's the worst case that happens? You come home early and like your lunch is made for you. Like,
It's lovely either way to have it done. Oh, I think that's a great idea. That would match. That would match so closely with why I don't overeat at lunch when I'm during the work week is because I've packed my. I could put it in my lunch box and pretend I'm going to
oh,
work today. I'm just gonna pull my lunch out of the fridge if I wanted to. Oh, that's a good idea. Because I did, of course, think, well, maybe I should just carry snacks, which is also a really great thing. Which is also a good idea. And also, I really love planning how to not just completely, lose my mind if I get home hungry too. I think that's great. Thank you. Good ideas.
that one came up for me when the whole like. My husband used to comment on it all the time about, oh, look out, Lisa's hangry. And I was like, after a while, I got like kind of pissed off because I'm like, I heard it. The way I heard it was, oh, Lisa can't control herself. And I'm like, fuck you. I can control myself. Like, because I already want to say that anyways, because yes, I was hangry,
Yes.
but I was like, oh, you know what? It's like he's kind of onto something. It's just feeling in my stomach. And
Okay.
it's creating some irritability. I don't need to take that out on him, and I'm also okay. Like,
That's great.
so,
That's
okay.
great.
But your next thing was, well, now we've thrown it all out. Now it's dinner, and we have to eat because everybody else is eating. Is that the case?
So I don't think I have to eat. I think that I'm missing out if I don't. Like I mean, I could get all dramatic again and be like, why even have a weekend if I don't even get to eat with friends, you know, or whatever. But it's not that I have to eat, but
So
I
break
really,
that
really
down.
want to.
Okay, break it down. Are you sure? I have a feeling you're not sure. Like, eating is picking up the food and putting the food in your mouth. You just said, well, why have a weekend if I can't be with my friends and stuff? Is the point that to have friends witness you put food in your mouth? Or is the point to be with the friends?
The point is to be with the friends for sure. Or to, be with my family or whatever. Sometimes there's a fear of missing out because I've cooked something that I really like, or I'm planning to cook something I really like, and it's not going to be as good if I eat it tomorrow warmed up as it would be right now fresh. But that's not a good enough reason to eat. Or I could eat two bites and enjoy the fresh and then warm it up for lunch tomorrow. Like there's all kinds of ways to handle that situation for sure. That's really not, I mean, I really do just associate the eating with the enjoyment, and that's a whole nother thing that I work on, or that I deal with a lot, that I've gone to ask coaches about for several times, and I'm better at that than I was. I have not yet been able to withstand that thought in my brain when I'm not hungry at all. Like being a little bit hungry and not eating as much when I'm eating with people or when I'm eating a meal that is particularly yummy. That's one thing. Not eating at all because I'm not hungry, because I filled up my tummy with the stupid Oreos and peanut butter 2 hours ago. Like at that point, it starts to feel like punishment. So those are all the thoughts that are in my head about that.
Those thoughts are important to get out on paper and to really look.
Okay. That's a good
Write
idea.
them out and
Okay.
then reread it to yourself and be
Okay.
like, really?
Okay. That's a good idea.
It's because you said it feels like punishment. Why? Who's really being punished? How about the version of you who goes to get on a scale next?
Fair. You're right.
Why are we punishing her? We're punishing her because we didn't want to punish ourselves because we already punished ourselves with cookies. Right? Like,
Yes. Right. Okay. You know what? I like that. Pull up the girl who's gonna step on the scale Friday, because I will tell you, massive overeat on Saturday when I just weighed in on Friday, knowing that that's gonna mean the scale doesn't move on Friday. That's pretty rough. That's a tough week there. Still, because
Knowing. I love that
yeah,
phrase.
knowing
You don't know shit. Okay, you don't. It does not have to equal
It's
that.
happened enough times.
I don't know, but maybe it has happened enough times that that's what you're seeing, but you could do differently next time.
Well, that is, I mean, hope does spring eternal. I do always think that Monday morning. I'm like, I am sure that if I'm diligent this week, the rest of this week, it'll all be fine. And I mean, I appreciate, you're right. I don't know for sure. I don't know for sure.
What we want to keep an eye on is how we set ourselves up next.
Okay.
So, Sunday morning, you waking up feeling like, ugh, fucked it all up. Friday's going to suck again next week. Picture that person, how she's showing up. Like, is she feeling all great about like swapping something for some veggies or for waiting till she's hungry or like, no.
No,
She's
she doesn't.
defeated and like shit. So that's
Right.
the reason that matters. Because again, the only thing that tells you what's going to happen Friday is what you do every single day. Like it's just what you do next, how you show up next, how you show up the next. Right?
That's true. Melissa, I like your idea in the chat of weighing the same or less on Monday. Thank you. So you
That's
just
what I
weigh
thought.
extra so that you at least then have, a sooner, a quicker reward would be helpful rather than waiting all the
Till
way
Friday.
through the rest of the whole week.
Yeah.
If that's one of, that's not the only win. That's not the only way to be proud of myself, but it's a way,
Yes,
and it
it's
is
one.
what I'm after.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So just, and for you, keep an eye on that all or nothing perfectionist thinking. So when you
Okay.
write that stuff out on paper, look for
Yeah.
that. Say, like, is that what's happening?
I think that's helpful. I think I'll start writing some of that out because I'm aware of what I'm hearing mostly, but boy, it's overwhelming. It's
Well,
like
you're aware of it, but you're just
there's a
believing
lot.
it.
That is true. That is true. I'm just
That's what it
believing and
is.
moving on.
If I
Thank
screwed up
you.
Saturday, then Friday I'm gonna. Yeah, no.
Right.
Doesn't make it true. Okay.
Okay, I've got the now what. Thank you.
I love it. Thank you so much. Okay.
Thanks.
Take care. Oh, that was so good. Okay. If anybody has any questions, oh, there is a couple questions in the Q&A. I'm in the process of moving and have regained 3 pounds from my lowest weight. I've been trying to keep my nervous system calm and keeping up with daily activities, drinking all my water, still overeating at dinner, or starting to snack more often. So any suggestions? Suggestions I have are, what is the overeating at dinner about? Is it that you're hungry? Is it that like you're eating too fast? I want you to look for, we got to know, I got to know more information. What is the, I love that you've identified that you're overeating at dinner. So now we want, or snacking more often. More often snacking isn't a problem unless you're doing it when you're not hungry, right? I suggest that to people all the time. Have more snacks. That's that, like, start with this, start with the next, one thing. Some people, you would consider that snacking, but I want you to think about, why am I overeating at that dinner time? That would be very important. Oh, I got the answer to that. Thinking about all the stuff that is in my head about the move. Okay, so that's a great time. Get that stuff out on paper. Separate that from dinner. When I'm eating, I'm eating. Focus on the food, focus on the eating. When you're outside of eating, eating takes 5, 10 minutes. Then you can worry about the other stuff. And if you need to do it beforehand, you can do it beforehand. Beforehand, meaning like before I start eating, I'm going to think about, what are all the worries? What do I need to think about? Get it down on paper, put a pin in it, and say, none of that's going to change in the next 15 minutes max while I'm eating my meal. See if that helps, right? And yes, there was a question in the chat about, can the coaches see what we fill out on our trackers? Not currently. And Lisa, I'm going to bring you up. Yeah, we can't actually see what's being worked on. What I have my private coaching clients doing, if they want to share it with me, is screenshotting it, and then they share it with me. So that works really well. Hello, Lisa. How are you? What a lovely name.
I would happen to agree with you.
There you are. What's going on?
I've lost about 20 pounds. I'm very proud of myself.
Yay. Okay.
I'll just give you my story. And then for the last, I don't know, 2 months, I've kind of been doing whatever I want. I'm not sure why. I was a little afraid to get on the scale. But I did on Friday, and I'd only gained 3 pounds. So I was like, oh my goodness, I'm still way down. I'm so happy. Like, okay, we're starting over. And then I didn't quite start over. Like, I just,
Okay.
so that's where I'm at. I really got some motivation from seeing that the scale really hadn't moved that much. I'm still down a lot. So, but I know the
Okay.
whole thing about motivation, but I'm just not doing it. I don't know why. I haven't gained,
Well,
like, to be quite honest, I haven't gained that much. Like, I thought the scale was going to be like, I have a weight that I don't want to go over, and I didn't go over that weight, so I was really kind of happy. So I haven't gained that much weight. I just don't want to keep gaining 3 pounds, in a month, or something.
okay, so you set a goal for what you didn't want to go over, and you met that goal.
Yes, I was happy. I was scared to get on that scale, but I made it.
Okay, so what is it that you think you should be doing that you're not doing?
Well, like, I'm thinking about, like, so I weighed myself on Friday. I don't know what I did. I can't even go back to Friday, but nothing like, I love the woman that was before. I love the way she describes everything, but there were
I
no,
know.
no
It's so
major
beautiful.
over. There's no major over. There were no major. Well, that's the good news. As I'm thinking here,
There are no major, like, I feel like I'm losing it, but I do feel like I'm losing it, but they don't spin that badly, you know? So, but I feel like they're spinning that badly. So like yesterday, unfortunately, I had to work. So I worked. When I go to work, just like the woman before, life is easy when there's structure. I had some, you know, I did have a snack at work, but somebody had bought in beans. They were delicious. They weren't on my plan. I didn't feel bad about that. I was like, that's a healthy snack. And I know I'm using all, you know, I'm saying things
Oh,
that
yes.
the
I'm
words you
glad.
don't like, but they're the words that are in my brain. And then I went to a party and I overate a little bit. Like, I didn't really overeat, but this is the judgments I'm doing. It was like Middle Eastern food. I went and I got like two, I didn't need to go back for the next. And I know I have a little bit of social anxiety. I know I eat when I'm social, but I ate what I call healthy foods again. And they were
But
doing,
where does doable hunger fit in that?
oh, yeah. I don't think I overate. I don't think I overate. I mean, I did eat.
How would you know?
Okay, so doable hunger is hard for me. I think I've been working really hard on that, but I think what's probably doable hunger, I think I try to stop before I'm actually at enough. That's the right word. So it's either I probably stop a little bit before, or because I know what full is. I don't want to be there, but I think I stop a little bit early sometimes. So if I go back for seconds, I feel like I'm doing it more by portions than by actually how I feel. Like I kind of know what portion
Your
I'm
brain
in.
is deciding as opposed to your stomach. So the only well, one downfall with that can be our bodies don't need the same amount of food every single day. Like there'll be some days when you don't need as much food, and then there'll be other days when you'll feel hungrier and need more food if you're listening to your body. That's the part we that gets tripped up if we're listening to our brain that thinks like one sandwich is a serving, that's what I have. Or this bowl is the amount I have, whatever. It's like we're not actually listening to what our stomach says. So
I guess I
that
have a hard, just I have a hard time with that doable hunger. So, and I just have a, I
what
know
does
what
a hard time mean? Like, how do you have a hard time with
I
it?
can't, I don't have the signals. I mean, I don't feel like I have the signals. I mean, I know when I've eaten too much. I know when I'm like, when I know when I'm starving. Like I can do the extremes, but in the middle, like, do I need? I don't know why I'm eating more. I don't know if am I hungry or, I mean, I try,
Well,
but
it seems like at that party you kind of had a sense of,
it
well,
was probably social.
social anxiety. Would there be social
I went and
anxiety?
got, and I went and put more salad on my plate, because I knew, like, yeah.
I think that's a great time to choose like you did choose wisely, choose something that okay, this is at least is healthier than that, and that works for you, right? So, what is the problem you would like to solve right now?
I guess I would love to know. I would love to be able to listen to my body more because I think that is, I exercise a lot. I enjoy because I enjoy it. And so that's going to change my hunger. And I can tell when I'm hungry. Like, but that where's that difference between hunger and like enough? I can't tell that. I just don't, I can't find that. So I guess that's why I kind of rely on. This is a reasonable portion. I don't weigh it or, but I just have a sense of like, this is reasonable.
So one way you could experiment with that is my favorite saying, Lisa, is fuck around and find out. So do it at a meal when it's easier to do, whether that's a lunch or a dinner or a breakfast. But what you're going to do is you're going to eat less than what you think is the right amount. That's we call it the halftime method, where you cut the meal in half and you start. This is again that start with that portion and then wait. I would want you to wait half an hour to an hour to get a sense. Like what we're trying to do with it is to see enough coming, to give us the space to see it. So if you were to eat half of the food, then you wait like half an hour, and then you look, you pause for a minute and go, okay, what does my body feel like? Do I feel like you said you know what hunger feels like? So do I still feel that? Do I need to address it? If you do, take half of the rest of the food. Have that. Wait another 30 minutes or an hour. And again, assess it and see, because you're going to start to recognize those signals earlier. What's
It's interesting. This morning, we went out to breakfast, and somebody else served, and I knew I didn't want all that food. I mean, I just looked at the plate, and I was like, and I don't always feel that. I just looked at it, and I go, my that looks too much. Which, and
So what you
I actually, what's funny, what I did do, I ate the things I really wanted,
Perfect.
which yeah, and then I took the rest home. I just was like, I'm done. And I was gonna have it for lunch, because that's like a good size lunch left. So yeah, so sometimes I can, sometimes like, I guess I feel like it's maybe not enough to, maybe I'm wrong, but I guess it's not enough. Like to maintain my weight, I think it's fine, but not enough to lose weight, to just do this, to really listen to my body, because I don't have the subtleties.
That's what you're listening for. You're
Yeah.
listening for enough for you losing weight.
Right.
That's it. And then you're going to figure that out by seeing.
No, and I understand that, but one of the things I do, because I feel like I get hung, like I just feel like I eat a lot of salad because it makes me feel satisfied. It makes me feel like I've had enough. So I don't know if I've just messed up all my cues. You know what I mean? Like I think maybe I eat a lot, but I eat it with kind of nutritionally dense food. And so
Okay. So when you say you eat a lot, you're talking quantity wise?
yeah, but it's usually things with a lot of fiber that makes me feel full.
Okay. The other way to approach it
You know
could.
what I have to say? I even recently, I don't finish all my salads. Like I guess I am listening more than I realize. Right.
That's a good point. You
Right.
know, really recognizing, am I doing this? But you'd said you gained a couple pounds, right?
Yeah, because I'm snack. I'm doing that. The woman before me, I felt like we were the same person. I was like 3 o'clock when I was around. I don't go, I'm just hungry at 3, and then I might eat after dinner. And I don't know what it's about, And there is, it's like I'm eating my cheat foods, which they're none of it's terrible. That's why I'm not eating. That's why I'm
But
not
you're
gaining.
not hungry.
What?
But you're
I
not
don't know if
hungry.
I'm hung. I don't know if I'm hung. I
Okay,
don't
so that's a
know
good
what I mean.
point.
I don't know.
Lisa,
Right.
if you don't know if you're not hungry, then you don't know if you are, which means you're not.
Okay,
If
got
you
it.
don't know, because you do know when you're
No,
hungry.
I know when I'm hungry. Like I do know. I do know when I'm
You
actually
do.
hungry.
So you
Yeah.
are not hungry, right? That, like, we can.
Right.
Yeah,
Right.
you're not hungry. So that's, if you're not hungry, what you want to ask yourself is, well, then why am I eating this? And if you're eating it because at meal times when you are hungry, you're not allowing yourself to have those foods, then that could be why your brain is rebelling and saying, but we want these foods. And the only way she'll give them to us is if we ask for them at night.
Maybe, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know why. I don't know why before it was kind of easy. I'm not going to say easy, but like I
Well,
just
probably
stacked
you were
stuff.
just cutting those foods out and not having them. Is that what you were
What'd you
doing?
say?
Were you just
Well,
cutting those foods out?
I just don't, yeah, I don't eat dessert. It's not, I don't eat dessert. Like you know what I'm saying. And like last night it was, I went to the party, I left before dessert. And on the way home, I was like, I really should have just grabbed a small little brownie, and then Then I was like, okay, well, we'll solve it by going to get a chocolate covered banana with nuts, which was like my other little, that. So I did, and I don't feel bad about that. But then after that, I said, well, that wasn't enough. So I think it's time to. I ate, and that's why I wasn't hungry this morning. I mean, I think, then I had a these pre-made like oatmeal that tastes delicious. It's mostly healthy. It's nutrient dense food. It's like 200 or 300 calories. I know we don't count calories, but I kind this is just kind of. And then I had a stick of a stick of like a turkey stick kind of thing, and then I was done. I felt very satisfied. And that was my overeat. It wasn't the end of the world. That's what I mean. But it definitely was an overeat. And something gave, but I didn't like it. Didn't keep going, So,
Well, you didn't keep it going. We
right.
act as if these overeats like have a mind of their own, and they
It feels
feel
like
threatened.
I know, but it feels like it's not me. But
No,
absolutely
it's not. And
correct.
thank goodness it stopped. No, you stopped it.
Right,
You
right.
chose when to stop it, and you always get to decide, right? You always get to decide, am I going to stop it here? Am I going to listen to this reason? I think for you, just asking yourself more, like, well, if I don't know why I'm eating, then why not just not eat? Like,
Yeah.
if you don't have a good reason for doing it, then why bother?
Yeah. I guess last night I felt like, okay, I need my I'm gonna have a dessert. And I chose to have a dessert. But then after that I needed to have more,
Why do you think?
Right. It's the kooky stuff we start to tell ourselves because that was probably, I mean, I'd eaten enough. Like, you're right. Like, I need to start saying to myself, am I hungry? Where am I in terms of my hunger level? But, I'd eaten enough that, like, I just decide I've eaten enough rather than actually check in. But, like, because I kind of know I'm not counting calories, but it's the portions. I kind of know I've had enough. I didn't exercise. Yes, I kind of know, but I need to say, are you hungry? That will help me. And after that dessert, I think I had the dessert and I was like, fuck it. It was like kind of a fuckity, and like, but why I stopped, because I was probably full. I probably was full. I probably had no more room. I was done. Like,
Or you knew eating more would make you feel worse or
I
feel.
don't like that
Oh,
feeling.
yes, that's what I
Exactly.
was
I
thinking.
didn't want, but I felt it this morning. I mean, that's why I wasn't hungry this morning. I didn't feel terrible, but I wasn't hungry. I was like, eh, that kind of sucks.
So it can be something to reflect on to say, okay, I don't like that the way that feels the next day. I'm going to try to keep that in mind next time. And that will help you sort of like right now, you had a certain amount you overate, and that's probably less than it used to be in the past.
It is.
But future you might use that knowledge to be like, I'm going to work on it being a little bit less. And remind myself, if I want to have the dessert, it's fine. Have the dessert. But we don't need to add on to it as well with other stuff.
That's where I that yeah. And those yeah. I guess I'm experimenting with those things. So I'm gonna work on that late and really trying to figure out my hunger and
And just remember that doable hunger, like what enough is, it's sort of always sort of evolving and changing. So it's gonna be how you feel, but that's why I love that halftime method. And I would make sure that you actually serve the whole portion onto a plate or something and then take half off. I've had clients as well who kind of struggle with, well, they try to put half on the plate, but then they're not, no, put the whole
Right.
thing on the plate.
It's
Take
there
half,
for you
put it
if you
away.
want them. Right.
But take half, put it on another plate, and then start. And that way you know exactly what the full amount is. We're not just going back for more and more and more. But it, like I said, it helps you see it coming. It helps you see enough coming, and you can recognize, oh, this signal might actually have meant that that was enough.
Yeah.
It's
And
super cute.
I know I feel, I mean, sometimes I could, like this morning, and it wasn't a psychological, I just had enough, but I don't know it's just a gut feeling. I mean, gut, isn't that funny? It's just a gut feeling. There's no, like, I can't say,
But so now
More
I
breath.
want you to look for it.
Yeah.
When you have that gut feeling, I want you to like close your eyes for a
Pause.
second.
And look
Pause
at
for
my
a second.
body.
Go, yeah, what is my body? Where do I feel anything? Like what am I feeling? And see, you might learn something. You might be
I
like,
think that's a
oh.
good idea because I don't know what the signal is, but it's coming there, but I don't know what it is, right?
Yeah.
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 And again, if you're not losing weight, then we're looking for not quite that. We're looking to kind of underestimate that. We want to try
Right.
to stop a few bites before that so that we'll be in weight loss mode.
Got it. No, that makes total sense.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. That was, I think, very helpful for people. All right. Change Lisa. There we go. I don't have anybody else with their hand up, and we still have several minutes. So if anyone else wants to raise their hand, go ahead. There is a question in the Q&A about the tracker. So any questions you have about the tracker or how it works or what you need to know, it's always best to on the website, you can always click the blue question mark. Those email, when you type in there, that sends like an email right to our support team. They will help with any questions at all about that. And otherwise, you can just email in at support@pnptribe.com and we can help you figure that out. The idea with it is that it will be showing you trends. It will be showing you, like, once there's a bit of a history built in there, it's going to show you trends. Anybody that's used the Happy Scale app, it'll should be similar to that, where it's going to show us the trends and show you how much weight you've been losing and where you can end up based on that. So, in it, but it definitely is a bit of a work in progress. So, if you have any comments or suggestions, again, you can also email us about that as well. So, nobody else has their hand raised. Anybody have any other questions or anything that's come up for you as we talk today? About, you know, now what? And what are we doing next, right? I'm just checking my notes to see. Yeah, this is one of the things I'd written down is that the growth and the learning like is not somewhere we get to. It's something we keep working on the whole time. So, okay, I'm going to bring Judith up. But again, recognizing like questioning what enough is something we're going to just keep doing. We're going to always be kind of questioning, oh, what if this feels like that? What if that, you know? And it's something we're always going to be kind of refining. It's like a skill that we are building, but it's the skill of questioning it, the skill of working on it is what we need. As opposed to like the skill of I know it. There we are, Judith. There you go. You're unmuted. Nice to meet
Hello.
you.
It's nice to meet you, Lisa.
Oh.
So, thank you for everything you've coached so far. And since no one else raised their hand, I'm going to raise my hand
There
with this
you go.
question.
I love it.
I've been listening. So, my issue is drinking water, and I'm good at drinking water for the most part. All right. I can do
So,
it,
which
right?
is it, Judith? My issue is drinking water, or I'm good at
Well,
drinking?
no. So while I'm good at drinking water, I'm also dealing with the fact that drinking the amount of water, drinking the 66 ounces minimum, usually I've in to 68 for the last 2 weeks are different. Okay. Prior to that, 68 to 72 ounces very regularly, and I'm up about four times a night peeing.
Okay.
Last 2 weeks, I have had my grandchildren with me, been doing things, have not drunk the water. I'm sleeping great.
Okay.
However, the scale, the weight is staying. And I know it's because I'm not drinking the water. Is there something I could do? Like I'm trying to get it in my head, like, all right, if I would get my water in by 4 o'clock in the
Okay.
afternoon, that might help. Is there something
So
else
wait,
I
did you
can
do that?
think or do?
Did
Pardon?
you do that? Did you try that?
Not yet. That's on the plan for today.
Okay,
And I'm
so that's
working. I'm halfway there and
Let's see. 3:50, not going to make it to 4 o'clock. So we're going to aim for 5 o'clock
Okay.
or 4:30. So is that a suitable, like, is that the way to work it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it very much so that it flushes through your body before you're trying to go to bed.
Okay.
The other thing to work on is making sure that at night, try to set yourself. Your body is designed to not have to go pee at night. There's,
Right.
right? So
Right.
we just want to make sure that we don't start labeling it as like, oh, here I am, 2 a.m. wake up call.
Oh.
To like, you got to work on that and remind yourself, no, okay, I'm gonna do it this time. Or sometimes try to go back to sleep if you can, or whatever,
Right.
right?
Okay.
Because it's so funny. I've had the same thing in the past, and then I coached somebody who talked about getting up in the middle of the night to pee, and what did my brain do the next 2 nights? Woke me up in the middle of the night to pee, and I'm like, for fuck's sakes, I don't have to. So,
No,
and
no.
what?
And there are sometimes when I'm like, okay, just roll over and go back to sleep, and then I will wake up later, whatever. So, okay, it's just a matter. I mean, when I'm retired now. I've been retired for 3 years. When I taught, I got my body trained that I could drink water and go all day and not have to pee. So, okay, I'm
Yeah,
just
so
okay.
that's one piece of it, but the other, absolutely work on getting your water in earlier. And again, I've had clients that have put like a bottle of water, they've put seven. This one client put seven bottles of water in the bathroom so that every morning she'd get up and hurry up and drink one before even leaving the
Right.
bathroom. So
Right.
the earlier you can do it.
The earlier I can start and finish, the better I am. Okay.
Yeah.
I
So,
knew that. I just needed to
okay.
hear it from
Yeah.
somebody else.
Love it. That's cool. Great question. And
Right.
that's what we're here for. So
Yes.
I'm glad
Well,
you.
and that one of the previous call with MJ, I just want to say to people, like, please use the resources. I have been in no BS. I was in no BS several years back, left the membership, have come back. I think I've been back in the membership for a little over a year now. And I didn't really use, I very rarely used Ask Coaches, very, very rarely used online coaching. And the resources, and I have signed up for the, I've set up my tracker. I think I've set up the tracker.
Cool.
All of those things. And when people want to say, like it's expensive, like in the previous call, it's $59. Well, that's US dollars and Canadian dollars, it's $82. Well,
Yep.
you know what, people, if you're not going to use the resources, then it may not be financially adequate for you or a financial decision you want to make anymore. But if you're going to pay the money, use it.
Yeah.
And I'm coming to just realize that. So that was why it was
Yeah.
like, this is really not my issue with water is really not a big deal. I could put it to ask coaches. I could do this. And then I'm like, well, Coach Lisa's got to stay on this call for another few minutes. I'll raise my
Exactly.
hand.
We might as well talk about it. I know. And the exchange rate thing cracks me up because I am Canadian. I get that. Literally, it was
Right.
$82 on my, but we spent a couple of winters in Florida for like a couple of months since I work remotely. I could do that. And
Right.
during that time, I realized, hey, I have not been comparing apples to apples here. When I would go to the grocery store and still have to pay like $5 or whatever for a pound of butter. And I'm like, it's $5 at home, Canadian, $5 here, US. I'm like $8.
Right.
So certain things cost, you're
It's
not
just
going
what
to.
things cost, and if we're going to use them. If
Yeah.
you're not gonna, and I guess that's my whole thing. I guess that's the one takeaway for me. If I'm not gonna use it,
Yes,
then
use.
there is no reason to spend the money. But if I'm going to spend the money, I
And
need
use
to use
for
it.
sure. Exactly. And that's what we're
So,
here for. So, and everybody
yes.
listened yesterday. There's an awful lot of Ask Coaches in there today. So I'm very pleased.
Good. Good, good, good. All right.
Yay.
Well, thank you so very much, and I
You're
hope you have a
welcome.
good day.
Great to meet
Thanks.
you, Liz. You
Bye-bye.
take care. Okay. There's a comment in the Q&A. I find myself now highly motivated with the new wellness tracker and the contest for free coaching. Excellent, but I'm afraid I'll fall away again. Okay, well, Why does sometimes it feel almost easy to keep going and other times I go off and don't look back? Probably because when you go off, the reason you don't want to look back is because of what you're making it mean. If you're looking back and saying, "Oh, I screwed up," well, then of course you're not going to want to look back. When we get going and we keep doing it, we keep giving ourselves credit. That feels good, right? And so that's what I want you to lean into. You do not have to be perfect ever with anything, even with our contests and everything else. But you want to work with what am I doing next? What am I doing today, right? The only thing you can ever control is what you're doing this very minute. That's the only thing. The end. I said that like I was going to carry on. No, the only thing that you can control is what you do right this minute. So you can make all the plans in the world. You can commit to whatever you want. But when you're only really controlling every minute from here on out. So whatever you've done in the past does not have to be an indicator of what you're going to do in the future. It could be an indicator of what the patterns in your brain and the way your brain's saying stuff, but you get to choose this time. You get to choose. I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep doing it. This is why. This is why it's important to me. This is how helpful it is to me, right? You're creating a new habit of doing something. If you miss it a day, then just get back on it the next day, right? Okay. Yes, I love everybody using ask coaches. The other question in the Q&A, yes, our email is support@pnptribe.com, but you can always reach us very easily without having to worry about typing that in by just clicking the blue question mark on any of our website pages and you will get right to our support team. And yeah, get using your trackers. Get using those trackers and reach out to us and ask coaches. Let us be the support that you're looking for, and we will answer all your questions. Okay, it was great to see everybody. I will see you all next month. You will see me in a couple of weeks for the body image and intimacy call. So hopefully, I will see a lot of you on there. And if you haven't heard of that call, then look it up because that's when you'll see me next on a Tuesday night for the body image and intimacy call. Okay, take care, everybody. Bye-bye.